Are smoldering ruins. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After wildfires torched Maui,
Lahaina town was just so shocking and devastating.
Lieutenant and acting Governor Sylvia Luke.
The whole town was decimated.
At least 36 people are dead. Some had to run into the ocean as the flames roared. This man was a crew member on a boat.
I was the last one off the dock when the firestorm came through the banyan tree and took everything with it.
Harrowing stories from folks who are just trying to escape the fire any way that they can. Tourists are being told to stay away from the island of Maui at this time, and airlines have been cooperating with local officials trying to ferry people off of the island. So far, around 11,000 tourists have been evacuated out of Maui, and around 2,000 residents have gone into shelters.
Fox Weather's Max Gorn in Maui. Fires also burn on Hawaii's Big Island. Later this hour, we'll get an inflation update expected to show a slight increase in consumer prices last month from June, and the rise year over year might have also gone up a bit after dropping a lot lately. President Biden touted that in New Mexico, adding,
"I'm not satisfied with where it is. More work ahead."
Republicans blame Biden policies for inflation surge last year. Now today he'll go to Utah, visiting a VA hospital in Salt Lake City, highlighting a law he signed last year expanding military benefits to service members exposed to toxic materials in combat overseas. A man considered a threat to the president, Craig Robertson, killed in an FBI raid that turned into a standoff at his home in Provo, Utah.
The FBI says Robertson posted many credible threatening messages online and in a post on Monday targeted the president, saying, "I hear Biden is coming to Utah, digging out my old ghillie suit and cleaning the dust off the M24 sniper rifle. Welcome, buffoon in chief."
Fox's Claudia Cowan. In Ecuador, a presidential candidate was assassinated at a campaign event 2 weeks before the election. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
For the second time this week, a deadly crash on I-81 in Pennsylvania. This time, five people were killed near Chambersburg last night when an RV going one way crossed the median and hit a truck going the other. Days after a charter bus crash on that highway near Harrisburg and left three passengers dead, dozens injured. For the 16th time this year, a child has died in a hot car. It happened in Texas.
Houston police say the mother left her three-month-old boy in the car while visiting a mental health center. When she came out, the mom found the baby unresponsive. Paramedics rushed to the scene but were unable to revive him. Police are trying to determine how long the boy was alone in the car and say they have not decided whether to charge the mother with any crimes. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Astronauts got a tour of the new rocket and capsule. It'll take them on a mission to the moon.
And liftoff of Artemis 1.
Concerns about the capsule's heat shield raised during an uncrewed test flight last year may push next year's astronaut mission into early 2025. And putting boots on the lunar surface may take even longer as NASA contractor SpaceX continues work on the prospective landing craft. More than half a century after America beat Russia to the moon, Russia and India are in a race to land uncrewed spacecraft near the lunar South Pole this month. And China plans to send astronauts by 2030.
That's Fox's Jonathan Sari. On Wall Street, before the inflation report, stock futures are rising the day after a sell-off dragged the Dow down nearly 200 points. For the fourth time this year in Major League Baseball, a no-hitter.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Rojas sprinting it. He's under it. He has space. Makes the catch.
The final out on NBC Sports Philadelphia is Michael Lorenzen and the Phillies blanked the Nationals. No hits, no runs in nine innings in a 7-0 win over Washington. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Wasn't Michael Lorenzen like an outfielder for the Reds? Wasn't the same guy? Michael Lorenzen, and then they bring him in to pitch when they were out of pitchers. And here's a guy throwing a no-hitter as a full-fledged pitcher. Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. John Decker coming up at the bottom of the hour. I am Stevie J along with Diane Ducey. I cannot believe Maui. Have you been to Maui? Oh, my gosh. Lahaina and the beautiful banyan tree that took up the whole city block and all those wonderful shops along the coast. And they had whale watching and all these ships. Apparently, it is ablaze. They said 36 now dead. Tulsi Gabbard commented on that, the former congresswoman from Hawaii.
I'm hearing from friends of mine and community leaders there on Maui as they expect that number to dramatically increase the more those first responders are able to get out into some of these areas that have been most heavily impacted by the fire.
I guess Greg Sawyer from Hurricane Dora, apparently the winds, maybe it started out of some sort of hurricane type thing, but man, I've been to Maui a number of times and it's just horrible to see what's going on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, folks were literally having to kind of escape right to the actual shoreline to miss out on and avoid some of that stuff. But they had been there once, not far away from where I think some of the worst of it's going on. And yeah, some of those winds, at least estimated in the height of the fire situation, part that, you know, it's a windy part of the world anyway. Mm-hmm. Throw in, you know, a choppy atmosphere because of Dora and the, you know, upward momentum. Just think of a thunderstorm outbreak having to do with heat and upward momentum. Same thing that a fire is really doing, and you get 70 mile an hour wind guster there. That is certainly no help either.
My. They just fireflies. It just jumps from tree to tree at that kind of weather. Brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. You want a free assessment of your business needs? You can get a hold of Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. All right, got our rain, my friend. We got quite a bit around the area.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, as the weather guy thought, 1 inch on the dot at Willard and Savoy. There were some spots that were closer to an inch and a quarter, inch and a half up to the north. Close to two as you ventured out through McLean County and some of those pockets over northern Ford and Iroquois. And so there are additional rounds of standing water in some of those fields. Areas from about here, Champaign and Vermilion County, roughly the Champaign-Danville line on southward. A little more random hit miss on the rainfall yesterday afternoon and evening time. I think we're going to be moving away from these big deluge, all or nothing rains to just a frequency of systems moving through about every 36 to 48 hours. So timely rain. Temperatures will ease on down briefly for early next week. But both elements, both the rain aspect and the heat and humidity back into play here for late next week and probably into the following week as well. So if you are at least even keeled in the moisture department, things looking pretty good out on the back 40. A couple of foggy patches here and there. Dense fog advisories generally west of here towards the I-55 corridor. 67 now. We're in Savoy, 65 over at Rantoul. We'll burn away some of this low-level stratus and turn it into a partly sunny, pretty acceptable day's worth of weather here across east central Illinois. Afternoon temperatures up around 82. Light west-northwest wind, fair and 63 for tonight. Little fog patch tomorrow morning, partly sunny. Small chance for a shower thunderstorm up northwest of us late in the day in the high near 84. Then we'll get a couple of scattered showers, thunderstorms across the air tomorrow night. They'll move out first thing on Saturday with a low down to 68, a muggy feel tomorrow night, and a humid high of 86 with sunshine for the midday and afternoon on Saturday. Another shower thunderstorm chance late Sunday into Monday, 85 on Sunday. Then cooler, drier weather for Monday afternoon, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Daytime temperatures there in the upper 70s. Back into some scattered showers and thunderstorms and lower 80s for late next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The whole Hawaii story kind of broke later in the day. And Jennifer Nasur, I don't know if you've ever been to Maui, but Lahaina is gorgeous, and it's just sad. See these crazy wildfires. I'm just devastated. It's unbelievable. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. It's so sad. I have a friend who moved there a while ago, and I've been to Maui. It is so beautiful. It is just heartbreaking. The devastation and, of course, the loss of lives.
She's called her the last Republican in Massachusetts. I've upgraded this, Jennifer. Good news. Last Republican on the East Coast. Congratulations. That's really exciting. Somehow you found yourself in Boston, of all places. So how are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be with you.
Well, good to have you on the radio. And it's Jennifer loves talking because she has no one to talk to. So that's why we like.
No, I'm alone. I'm all by myself up here in the Northeast. It's terrible.
Okay, so apparently I missed Donald Trump's mocking of Christie's, Chris Christie's weight. And then the audience member chimes in, don't call him a fat pig. Well, Trump didn't call him a fat pig.
Oh.
So what is the story here, Jennifer Nasur?
Well, I mean, you know, I think there are a couple of different things, right? The media picks up what the media wants to pick up, number one. But, you know, I look at a few different things here. One, Trump did start out by saying, you know, Chris is busy eating and whatever he's doing and can't be bothered being here. You know, so, I mean, Trump was attacking him. And we know that Trump attacks his opponents, right? Little Hands Marco and, you know, I mean, Lying Ted. We've been hearing this for almost a decade now. You know, so if one brings me to, you know, how do all those people feel out there that have eating disorders, right? Whether you're on the larger side or the smaller side, you know, there are millions of people that have this. And is this really where we need our leaders going? Do we need leaders that are making fun of people, regardless of what they look like? But more importantly, is what do our enemies think when they see this? When they see that people who want to lead the free world acting like if they're playing in the kindergarten playground, mm-hmm. right? At the end of the day, we need a president who can be the adult in the room and be a leader and someone who's making America look strong in the eyes of opponents and not with childish mocking. And so that, to me, is what really stands out, right? And you don't see this from every candidate, but you do get it from Trump.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of issues in the United States of America right now. So as far as what are the other adversaries, you know what they think. They're moving. They're doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're trying to
right.
be aggressive, and they think nobody's home here, so we can go ahead and do whatever the heck we want. As far as the I have no idea who's going to run for president. I really don't. I don't know if Donald Trump will get through all this. I sure don't think Joe Biden's going to. I just somebody somewhere is going to say, Joe, it's over. Should we
go ahead and so
covering? We're going to, but then again, is that what you want? Or do you want to run against Joe Biden? Is he impossible to beat? I mean, right now, the way things feel, the Democrats, whoever wins the nomination, could put anybody in there. I mean, I really believe they could get anybody in there based on how I felt about 2020. So I don't feel very good about anything. I just think that Joe Biden right now is just not at his peak. He is aged. And he's headed where we're all headed. The most powerful man in the world or woman shouldn't have cognitive problems, and I think it's clear he does.
Well, it feels like elder abuse at this point. But here's something scary. Here's something scary, and this is what I think the Democrats are doing. And this is where people, when you know you're an independent and you're voting and you have to think about who to vote for, think about this. Joe Biden is never making it through another term. He just, whether it's health-wise, cognitively, he's not going to make it. And what's scary to me is the thought of Kamala Harris ending up as president of the United States by default because Joe Biden cannot fulfill his term. And so I think the bigger problem is not electing Joe Biden as president of the United States again. It's electing Joe Biden and getting Kamala Harris. And so that, to me, is definitely problematic. And the Democratic Party, for all of the, you know, what they say about diversity and here's what we need and look at us and we're so hip and we're so cool and we're so woke. Well, you know what? I call BS because they have this old white guy out there that they're putting out there for president. And they have a whole list of people. I don't agree with any of their politics, but that are younger and newer and actually, you know, may be able to conjugate a sentence. And they're not going to them. Because it's the same old, same old.
Well, I have been saying this kind of all the time. I'd like to see the way we decide these things with presidential jeopardy. And I'll take Vivek Ramaswamy, and you can have anybody else. I don't care. the guy is really smart. He really is. And I do enjoy hearing him talk.
look at our side of the aisle, right? I mean, you look at the Republican side. We've got Vivek. We've got Nikki Haley. We have Tim Scott.
I like Tim Scott, too. Yeah.
And I think between all of them, you have a woman who's also a minority. You have a minority. You have two minority men. You have people who are actually smart, bring something to the table, want to have conversations. I mean, isn't that what democracy is about, is a diversity of thought? And we don't have any of that going on right now.
Jennifer Nasur, how can people connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Nassaur.
And that's spelled N-A-S-S-A-U-R?
O-U-R.
O-U-R. N-A-S-S-O-U-R. Last roll call at a Republican gathering. Jennifer in Boston. It's very sad. Anyway, we're rooting for you all the way, Jennifer. We're hoping that you make friends.
I'll just come out and hang out with you.
Listen, keep up the fight. We appreciate you. Always love having you on.
Good talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5, quarter after. It's Thursday. John Decker in 15 minutes.
Sounds good.
Let's check sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals win. 6-4 was the final. They'll go up for a series against Kansas City tomorrow, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals dropped a two-run game on Tuesday night, but rebounded with a two-run victory last night, 6-4.
A lot of good things in the game. Paul Goldschmidt really got the most important hit, a two-run single. Dakota Hudson started the game, went five innings, gave his team a chance to win. Gave up a couple of home runs, but kept the game very close. He picked up the victory. Cardinals bullpen also outstanding. Jojo Romero and Giovanni Gallegos, very good in the eighth and ninth.
Jose Siri, the former Astro, hit the two home runs for the Rays off Dakota Hudson. They also got a home run from Wander Franco. The Cardinals got a home run from their DH, Lars Nootbaar, in the seventh inning. That gave the Cardinals six runs and a little more breathing room.
And now it's up to Matthew Liberatore today to pitch well against his former team.
Liberatore will be going up against a right-hander, and that is Zach Littell. We're on the air at 4:45. Ricky will have the lineups at 5:30. And I'll bring you the first pitch at 5:40 as the Cardinals go for the series win at Tampa Bay.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
New York Mets beat the Chicago Cubs 4-3 yesterday. They'll gear up for a series against Toronto with a 6:07 start tomorrow over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the New York Yankees 9-2 yesterday. Their series against Milwaukee will start tomorrow at 7:10. Terrence Shannon Jr., 25 points. Mm. What a game. Illinois over Valencia, 105-60.
Yeah, wow. 69 or something.
Oh,
okay. I don't know. It wasn't very competitive, but that's right. Okay. Again, we're learning about our team a little bit. I know we're all watching three-point shooting. We're not doing very well. That's all right. It's early, and I'm not going to dwell on two sample sizes. In Spain. We'll just go ahead and let that go, and we'll see. We're going to know a lot here as we go along. But, as Brad Underwood has said, it's hard to shoot worse than we did last year, which I think was last in the Big Ten.
Okay.
So we'll see. All right, ESPN 93.5, check your weather. Brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got some play dates coming up. In fact, a teen hangout at Crestview Park between 5:30 and 7. Free, all ages and abilities. UrbanaParks.org for details.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity, and as expected, right across the line here, Champaign, Vermilion counties on northward, solid inch of rain came on down, locally higher a bounce back to the west, and lesser in coverages, scope and intensity down to the south of us. Be a series of disturbances moving on through about every 24 to 36 hours, keeping a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. We do move into a cooler, drier, less humid air mass around here for next week. Partly sunny for the day to day, some areas of fog around this morning, up to 82 in a light west-northwest wind, fair at 63 for tonight. Small chance for shower late tomorrow, partly sunny and 84. Then a couple of scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night. Move out first thing Saturday morning, 68 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, humid high on Saturday of 86. Maybe a shower thunderstorm back in for late Sunday and into Monday as well. 85 on Sunday, then upper 70s for highs for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
We have a Stever. Stand by, friends.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Major luxury brands are merging. Tapestry, parent company of Coach, is buying Capri Holdings, which owns Michael Kors, Jimmy Choo, and Versace. Tapestry also owns Kate Spade and Stuart Weitzman. Luxury companies have been combining to compete with the giant in the business, LVMH. Walt Disney's earnings top predictions. Though its revenue was slightly weaker than forecast, investors are encouraged that Disney Plus is cracking down on password sharing and is raising prices. Wynn Resort's shares are up 2%. Its profit and sales were better than predicted. People are coming back to casinos, including in Macau. You'll be seeing ads on Lyft's app when you book a ride. Lyft's been looking for ways to make money aside from what it charges for rides. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right. You know, you can talk to Kurt Lenshaw about life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I am really surprised at how good I feel about having life insurance. It is
peace of mind.
Yeah, but I didn't think I'd feel that good. I just feel good because no matter what happens, Janet's going to be fine.
Yeah,
Janet will have enough money where she will not have to work, which is hopefully the goal of any man when they die early or die at an inappropriate time, which appropriate, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, it's you can talk to Kurt Lenshaw. They do life insurance. And yeah, you know, they're going to test you and check you. So many go, I got to lose weight.
Right.
So you got all that. But if you can get life insurance, anything will be better than nothing. And it does give you some peace of mind knowing you've taken care of the family, at least in a small way. Anyway, just try. It's a good thing. Okay, so I'm looking at the Illinois box score, and we want to dwell on three-point shooting because it was such a bugaboo last year. We were really bad.
Uh-huh.
So we were 6 out of 28, which is really bad. But we know that, you know, as athletic and an amazing player that Sincere Harris is, he's not a very good three-point shooter. He was 0 for 3. And then the new kid, Gibbs Lawhorn, was 1 out of 8. So
right, for
those two are 1 out of 11. So you take that out. Yeah, it looks a little better. I mean, 5 out of 17 is way better than 6 out of 28. So
we
it's
had
a little
five
distorted.
Five players in double figures, including freshman Amani Hansberry with 13, Drake Gibbs Lawhorn with 12, and Justin Harmon and Dane Danger adding 10 apiece.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
But Terrence Shannon Jr. was really 25 points in 15 minutes.
I mean, Terrence, this is his let's get in the first round year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Shannon Jr. wants to go in the first round. So is Coleman Hawkins. I mean, you get in the first round of the NBA draft, then you're in the pretty big. Hey, second round. I mean, second round works out. It did for Io. He got $2.8 million going 38th or whatever
mm-hmm.
it was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can definitely go in the second round and make some cash. There's no doubt about it. First round's guaranteed, and it's kind of a set number, and it's pretty high. So the goal is that when you come back to college, you feel it out. You check what the scouts say, because it gets really blunt in about those months when you're checking it. They're going to tell you there's 1,000 players to pick from.
Yeah.
Are you good enough?
That's right.
Here's what you got to work on. I'm sure they told Terrence. Terrence can go downhill from the left amazingly. Can he go right to the right side? Because everyone's going to play him to go left. Anyway, he's really good.
Well, when it comes to Illinois head coach Brad Underwood, in a statement, he said, "We were more focused and energized. The jet lag and fatigue are behind us now compared to that first game."
Yep. It'll be fun to see this unfolding. By the way, it's Thursday, so 3 weeks from Saturday, we'll be tailgating. What time will you tailgate? Because the game's not until 6:30 at night.
I see.
The Toledo Rockets are in town, and they're usually really good. That's the type of team that can knock off big teams. They're really good in the MAC. It's where Tim Beckman came from. Mm-hmm. And they generally win the division, the MAC conference, of 6-2, 7-1, 8-1. They're really good. And so they come in, chip on their shoulder. Illinois didn't draft, you know, they didn't want me and all these other things. So they'll be a pretty good team to play in game one. I would have preferred somebody, you know, else that isn't very good. And then they'll say, because Toledo will be, a quality win. We beat Toledo. And then we go to Kansas on the following Friday for a night game, and they're real good at home too. So,
well, and as we get into September, it'll be fun to see the 1983 reunion going on of that great season with Mike White and the Rose Bowl and all of that.
There's a lot of people that are just glazed over when you say 40 years ago, because they're not 40 yet.
Not me.
Yeah, well, you were a teenager.
I know. So
question is, will you be able to recognize anybody? Because 40 years,
you're right.
That's who? Well, they don't have hair anymore. Oh, they're really heavy. I mean, it's life, right? I mean,
yeah.
All these people we're talking about are 60, and Mike White's 80, 83.
Right.
So it'll be great, but there's going to be many of you that will not have a clue who that is. You might recognize a Jack Trudeau, maybe.
Right.
But maybe not. It just the life and changes, and that's what happens. It's called aging.
Yeah.
But it's cool, the premise of, for those old enough, and on our audience, we have some that are old enough and some that are not, quite a few that are not. And it was a really exciting time because we were coming out of a real bad 3 years with Gary Moeller. We'd won 3 times in 3 years. Think about that. We played Northwestern, a game I attended, and it was 0-0 when the game ended, and they didn't have overtime. And you're going home going, that was fun. 0-0. Game over. That was what we went through. And so then this slick-looking, cool guy that knew everybody, Mike White, comes in and just wows us.
87 now.
Is he really? And he's coming? I think he's trying to get here. Okay. Anyway, so you got this California guy, and we're Californian. The quarterback's California, and he can't play, so we're going to sue, and we're going to get him. Bob Aller's his attorney, all that stuff. In 1980, Dave Wilson, and then he, at the time in that year, set an NCAA record for passing. Most yards in a game, 621, 6 touchdown passes. Nobody did that. So it was really exciting to break out of that. And then the 82 Liberty Bowl, Bear Bryant, Alabama head coach, legendary coach. That was his last game. He retired and died 2 months later. So it was really, the arrow was up. We were excited. And then the Rose Bowl year, we lost to Missouri. We were 0-1. And then we played all other 9 opponents in the Big Ten and beat them all.
Right.
We had Ohio State and Michigan at home.
So 10-2 on the season, but 9-0 in the Big Ten, right?
I think we were
so.
11-1.
Okay.
Were we? I thought we only lost to one. We had a streak going. Then we go to UCLA. We play on their home field because it's the Rose Bowl, but that's their home field.
Right.
And then Dick Enberg comes out on NBC. 7 people got food poisoning for UCLA. And we're going in as an 8-point favorite or something. And it's like, this feels like a setup.
Yeah.
And we got beat pretty bad. It was 45-9 or something. That was rough. But it was exciting times for the Illini. We'll relive them with some of the guys. But I'm not sure how you're going to know unless name tags are on them. And the old Illini that really follow stuff, you'll know who they are because you'll remember. For the rest of us, you appreciate the history when it kind of started and the arrow started pointing up a little bit in the 80s.
That 84 Rose Bowl game was 45-9.
Yeah, we went for 2. I'd have preferred kicking to get to 10, to double digits, but we were losing 49-3.
Okay.
45-3.
And 10-1 on the season is accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a heck of a run.
Yeah.
It was because we'd not been there. So everybody was wearing orange pants. It was awesome. All right, we're going to break. John Decker, our ace journalist, is coming up next.
It's Thursday, and Nathaniel's Son coming up today on Did You Know? That'll be near the top of this hour. Stand by, 7:30.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 36 people confirmed dead on Maui from a raging wildfire that seems to have lessened over the last few hours, but it wipes out Lahaina.
And I just ran out to the beach and I ran south and I just helped everybody I could along the way.
Dustin Johnson, a crew member on a charter boat, Lieutenant and Acting Governor Sylvia Luke.
On certain parts of Maui, we have shelters that are overrun. We have resources that are being taxed. We are doing whatever we can.
The House Oversight Committee claims $28 million is changing hands from foreign entities into the bank accounts of the Biden family. Pennsylvania Congressman Dan Musser.
It's pretty ugly. It's pretty clear that Joe Biden lied.
The Republican earlier on Fox Business, President Biden has denied any wrongdoing. America is listening to Fox News.
Jump to our weather, brought to you this morning by Carl.
Keep your kids ready for anything and at the top of their game as you schedule the school and sports physicals at a location near you. Visit carl.org for details.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nevis, Saturday as expected. Champaign, Vermilion counties on northward. Good soaking rains across the area. Back into some renewed standing water in some of those fields. And the backyard, too, at a little more than an inch on average. Lesser to the south of the area. And overall, it remains a fairly uneventful setup by and large. No major systems of the maps and charts. But series of features will move through about every 36 hours. And once again, introduces a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms over parts of the area. Temperatures in check. 82 today, some areas of fog for the early to mid-morning hours, and then a partly sunny remainder of the day. Fair tonight and 63, partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Small chance for a shower late in the day, the high up to 84. And a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Move out early on Saturday, 68 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, humid at 86 on Saturday. Could be another shower thunderstorm late Sunday into Monday, 85 on Sunday. A Monday high near 80 degrees, upper 70s, and for Tuesday and Wednesday. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yep, right now, what are we, 65 degrees in Champaign-Urbana, but an inch at Willard. We had 4 inches in Monticello.
Mm.
So I think Tuscola got like 3.
68 with some clouds.
All right. And rain. So I think my farmer friend is happy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too much, but I think it's real good now.
Across the street with the coffee circle. We got some farmers involved
everybody,
there.
Everybody seems to be happy.
Usually grumbling about the weather.
Well, we hope they don't say it's too much,
okay.
You know? Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, it's Thursday. John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker. John Decker.
Yes, children in combines now singing the theme.
John Decker.
We're waiting for it to be on the ringtone for John Decker's personal phone. It's John Decker. He is Great Television's White House correspondent. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am great, Stevie. I was talking to you last week as I was ready to head into the courtroom for the hearing involving Donald Trump, his arraignment. And in fact, I'll be back in that courtroom tomorrow, another hearing for Donald Trump, but he will not be there. He's not required to be there at the hearing, pretrial hearing tomorrow. But that's going to be interesting as that gets underway here in Washington, D.C. On August the 28th, Stevie, we're going to get a trial date, likely, from the judge who's presiding over that particular case.
I don't think he has a chance in Washington, John. I think that jury pool, I know they have to get unanimous and all that, but if you have 95% supporting Biden, you can indict about anybody in, I think, the big cities if you're a Republican, if the defendant's going to be a Republican. So, I mean, Jonathan Turley, who you know, I think he's really smart, and I respect what he says. He thought the latest indictment was weak soup. What do you think?
Well, you know, I know Professor Turley quite well, a mentor of mine. He sponsored me for membership in the Supreme Court bar. I could go on and on about our connection and how much I think so highly of him. I disagree. You know, I disagree with him because I've heard him speak about the Washington case, and what he always leaves out when he speaks about it is the fake elector scheme that's detailed in this indictment. And that, to me, is the crux of this indictment. That's what's most problematic for Donald Trump. And to your point, you factor in all of the evidence we know about. There may be other evidence as well, but the evidence comes from Republicans. It comes from his fellow Republicans. Mike Pence is going to be a star witness for the prosecution. And then you add on top of all of that what you just mentioned. This is taking place in Washington, D.C., not a favorable jurisdiction for Donald Trump as far as the jury pool is concerned. And that's why I disagree with my mentor, Jonathan Turley, as it relates to how I view this case.
Okay. I think as is, he's going to be convicted. So then the question is, then what? It'll be appealed. Then what? And then it'll be appealed. I mean, this is going to go on for a minute.
Yeah. It's going to go on. It's going to go on for a long time. You're absolutely right about that. So potentially, you know, I think that people, the reporters, et cetera, need to get it out of their head that Donald Trump could conceivably run for the White House from behind a prison bar, from a cell. That is not going to happen. As you point out, Stevie, this is going to be appealed. He could potentially be a person who's convicted running for president. I think that that is a possibility. But he will not be running from behind bars. That will not happen because of the appeals process and how long that process will take.
All right. So the Devin Archer testimony and all that has come out, I mean, it is clear with pretty good evidence that I've seen that here you have a son and his dad's vice president. And you got some connections there. Business guys like connections, get through regulatory hassles, things like that.
Right.
When you got a guy of influence like that, heck yeah, you want him in the circle. So I don't know what the controversy is. That happened. It just is the president compromised. And I think there's enough evidence out there, don't you think?
Well, I think that James Comer, who's the chair of the House Oversight Committee, needs to do some further work in terms of connecting dots because there's a lot of smoke there. There is. And there, unfortunately, as it relates to Devin Archer in trying to make this case and perhaps make a strong enough case to bring an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden, according to some Republicans like Don Bacon, he's a Republican in the House from Nebraska. He says he doesn't see enough evidence just yet to sign off on the idea of an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. But I will tell you this, I forget if we've ever spoken about this before, but during the course of the period of time that Barack Obama and Joe Biden were in the White House, you know, I covered the White House for all 8 years of that administration, it always struck me as odd. And I thought about it in real time, so I didn't think about it years later. In real time, it always struck me as odd, Joe Biden's connection to Ukraine. I would see statements being put out by his office, readouts of phone calls that he had with Ukrainian officials, more than any other foreign government coming from Joe Biden's office, trips that he made to Ukraine as vice president. I would even say that he may have made more trips to Ukraine during the course of his time as vice president than visiting any other foreign country. So that always struck me as odd. But, you know, to me, that's not enough. You need to tie all of these dots together and try to figure out whether they can make a case against Joe Biden as it relates to what is clearly influence peddling. There's no doubt about that, but that's not illegal. But influence peddling on the part of his son, Hunter Biden.
But if you use influence and policy when you're vice president, I know you have to tie that, but holy cow, if that ever comes out where our actions in Ukraine with Russia are because of all of that, that's a problem.
Oh, it is a huge problem. I agree with you. You may recall, I think you brought it up a few weeks ago, when Devin Archer testified behind closed doors in the House Oversight Committee just a few weeks ago. I remember that day quite well, and I was in the briefing room when that day happened, and I asked the only question that day in the briefing room in regards to Devin Archer and his testimony. What did that mean? It meant that every other news organization that was in there for whatever reason, I don't know, you'd have to ask them, you know, Stevie, why it is that they did not ask any questions about a real news story. And that includes, by the way, Fox News is in the news. It was in that briefing room. Fox Business, Fox Radio, all in the briefing room, and they did not ask one question in regards to what was happening at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah. It's John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent, ESPN 93.5 on the Tappan Zee Toyin phone line. John, one of the finest journalists in the world. Peter Doocy got to jump over a bike rack waved over by Secret Service and President Biden yesterday.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
Never talk business with anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, what do you? It's why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Was it a lousy question that Peter Doocy of
no,
Fox?
No, that wasn't a lousy question. He said that to me, too. One time I asked him a question about his withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and he called that a silly question. No, this is his go-to. When he doesn't like a question, he tries to dismiss it as being lousy or silly. That was a fine question that Peter asked, perfectly reasonable, and to me, should have been asked by any other reporter who is out with President Biden while he takes this Western campaign swing. You know, so to me, no, I think that was unfair on the part of President Biden to just dismiss that question in the way that he did.
Well, I mean, are you guys part of the lousy club? I mean, maybe you're the only two, maybe you're the only two in it. If he's called you lousy question man, I mean, so there you go. That's kind of a distinction. I probably were just like YouTube sent me something that I spewed misinformation. I wanted to frame it. I felt good about that. Also, we talked Gold Star family testimony.
Lahaina town.
It was so compelling. I don't know if you heard all of that. It was just devastating to hear these Gold Star families talk about the deaths of their children in Afghanistan. I think, in my opinion, the worst thing this administration has done is Afghanistan. That was absolutely terribly handled, in my opinion.
Well, I've made this point before. If you look at that happened in the first year of Joe Biden's time in the White House, and if you look at his approval ratings, they sank precipitously with the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. When Joe Biden took office, he was at literally 55%. Hard to believe, you know, compared with where he is right now. 55%, even in June of his first year in office. June of 2021, he's at 55%. But when he had that chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops, all U.S. interests out of Afghanistan, that's when his approval rating really dipped, and it's never recovered.
Well, that's the whole F. Joe Biden, let's go Brandon. All that started from the stadiums at football games. The younger people, I mean, I think people saw what that was, and it was a chaotic mess, and it certainly could have been handled. I mean, why we gave up Bagram Air Force Base? Have you ever figured that out? Why would we do that? That'd be a place to bring people in and out safely. I never got the whole thing. And it was so sad. How many Afghans died? How many generations have been killed because we left them hanging when they helped me? That's terrible.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. You know, and Joe Biden campaigned on this idea of bringing competence back to the White House. And I think that for those voters who voted for him for that reason, they were extremely disappointed to see what happened in Afghanistan in the summer of his first year in office, the summer of 2021, that chaotic withdrawal, and they go, where's the competence? This is incompetence, if anything, in terms of, and it has nothing to do with our men and women in uniform. They're just following orders. They're just following the policy. So it has nothing at all to do with those folks who serve so honorably in the armed forces.
Tell you what, it'd be kind of interesting to play a daily double on the two candidates that we'll be debating next October for the presidency, because I don't think it's a lock. It's Biden-Trump. I don't.
Yeah, you've said that many times. You know, as things stand today, but you know, it looks like it's going to be a rematch. But you know, as you know, this time people forget this. This time, 2008. August 2008, who was the front runner to be the Democratic nominee for Democrats? It was Hillary Clinton. Mm. And of course, she lost to Barack Obama. I'm not saying that, you know, Joe Biden's going to lose to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Donald Trump's going to lose to you know, pick your choice, you know, Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis. I'm saying that it's not always the favorites that emerge for one reason or another. Things happen. Things change. Yeah. And we'll see where we are next year at this time.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, I think she's pretty sharp. She was asked why she's not in this thing. She says, because nobody's going to beat Donald Trump on the Republican side. Now, again.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to try and go get 1.5%, I don't know if they must know. Maybe they truly believe with their inside circle that they can actually do this thing. And again, yeah. I really like Nikki Haley and Tim Scott. I really like Vivek Ramaswamy. I love hearing him talk because I think he's pretty smart. But it's
I think that same reason that you just expressed by Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, is the exact same reason why Mike Pompeo did not run for the White House this cycle. He has ambition more than anybody. I think he is the most ambitious anybody, even in the race, who wants to be president. His whole life thing about wanting to be president. You know, what a background, a West Point grad, you know, and success in business, a congressman, CIA director, secretary of state, certainly wants to be president, but he saw the writing on the wall. How are you going to beat Donald Trump? And that's the reason why I said, you know what, I'm going to pass on this.
Lahaina, have you been there? Holy moly, it's awful.
No, I've been to Maui.
Wow.
I haven't been to this part of
it's on
of
the
Maui,
other side of the island.
What devastation.
Yeah, we've been in there a number of times, and we ate a little place with an open, you know, like, I don't know, open window cheeseburger in paradise, name of it. And it's just a restaurant place overlooking, you're on the water, and it's just so quaint. There's all these shops, and I think it's a blaze. It's so sad to see all this. It's just 36 dead.
It
36
is
dead. Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And Tulsi Gabbard thinks that's going up. She says, you know, it's just, where do you run to the ocean? Anyway, it's just horrible to see.
Yeah, no, it's really unbelievable what's happening there. I love Hawaii, the people of Hawaii. You know, I'm out there maybe once a year, and I've gotten to have good friends that I communicate with very regularly, even believe it or not, I communicate with the governor of Hawaii, who I've come to know over the years. So very sad to see this happen, and hopefully they can get everything under control there really soon. Because as you point out, you know, it is paradise out there.
It really is. John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. We appreciate your information, your accuracy in your coverage, and the fact that you're not afraid.
My lousy question.
Yeah, you're lousy in the lousy club, John Decker. Because if you ask a lousy question, you're gonna press your nose in the window, John. You'll be on the outside looking in.
You wear it as a badge of honor, right, Stevie?
Well, you hopefully feel like you're doing the people's work, which is what I thought it was all
That's
about.
Right.
You're guarding
That's
me.
What it's all
you're
about.
My watchdog. Mm-hmm. Bubba, we need you. Appreciate
That's
your
right.
time. We will call you next week, my friend.
Thanks, Stevie. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, every Thursday at this time. It's ESPN 93.5. Okay, the Stever. We have Jet's Pizza.
Nice.
If you are interested in Jet's Pizza, it's going up here in 2 minutes.
Okay.
If you want $50 to eat pizza, Yeah. I demanded you $50 to
eat
pizza.
You can treat the family. You can treat the office. Everybody loves Jet's Pizza. They're located at 512 South Neal Street and near Round Barn off Springfield and Madison, Champaign.
Yes, 90 seconds. You'll get to go to GoStever.com, click on it, and then you'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners. Everybody would love free Jet's Pizza.
Mm.
Okay, weather brought to you by the wonderful facility. It's Carl.
Carl reminds you that the back-to-school physicals and sports physicals are available at a location near you. Visit carl.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonoma. Champaign, Urbana, vicinity, and as expected, right across the line here, Champaign, Vermilion counties on northward, solid inch of rain came on down. Locally higher, a bounce back to the west, and lesser in coverages, scope and intensity down to the south of us. Be a series of disturbances moving on through about every 24 to 36 hours, keeping a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. We do move into a cooler, drier, less humid air mass around here for next week. Partly sunny for the day-to-day. today. Some areas of fog around this morning, up to 82, and a light west-northwest wind, fair at 63 for tonight. Small chance for shower late tomorrow, partly sunny and 84. Then a couple of scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, move out first thing Saturday morning, 68 tomorrow night, mostly sunny, humid high on Saturday of 86. Maybe a shower thunderstorm back in for late Sunday and into Monday as well, 85 on Sunday. Then upper 70s for highs for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have, we're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. We have through EAP and different work things that we can have help us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers to get me through it. And, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
ESPN 93.5, it is Thursday. We're really happy to be here on Thursday. Nathaniel, my son, is in Chicago. How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, Dad. How are you?
Well, we're good. We're happy to have you on. It's a feature called Did You Know? And we're just thrilled to get information that we learned from my son Nathaniel in Chicago. We say Nathaniel, son, so you know the connection like Brother Johnny. Okay, so what do you know, Nathaniel?
Well, this morning, like we talked last week, where we got to discuss sleep, and we talked about some really interesting facts and things that are hopefully helpful to us, like after you've been awake from a whole day, just from being awake, you are as productive, almost as productive, as the legal limit of alcohol, technically just under it. And also that twice during a 24-hour cycle, we actually peak in tiredness right in the middle of the night, about 2 in the morning, and then again in the middle of the afternoon, about 2 p.m. Mm. So, sleep, obviously very important. Science still can't explain it. But another really interesting element of sleep is dreams. Now, perhaps you've heard it said that dreams are a combination of fantasy and reality for a certain person. But did you know that on average, each person spends about 2 hours dreaming per night? However, generally we forget 95 to 99% of what we dream. And much of this occurs immediately once we wake up, and we can all attest to that, right? Like we're in the middle of dreaming, we have such vivid dreams on a given night, but when we wake up, we can't remember.
No, that's right. That's true. Yeah, I don't know why that is.
Now, well, it's honestly, there does not seem to be a clear, definitive explanation. But one interesting component about what seems to cause why we dreams is during the night, a number of things happen, one of which is brain maintenance. And basically, the way that you can think of this is after a given day, our brain is going to take memories and experiences and file them in certain spots. Mm. If you've ever seen the movie with the five emotions, that is a good way to think of it, how our brain categorizes certain things, or think of it like a librarian, categorizing books and memories in a certain spot so that when you need to access them, our brain knows where they are.
Inside
now,
out.
Now, a few other
Inside out. Inside out?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Inside out. Great movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, not all dreams are in color. Apparently some occur in black and white, of at least the 1% of dreams that folks remember. Now, there's also some evidence that suggests that dreams can actually be prophetic, predicting future events. And this really captures the idea that dreams are a combination
of fantasy and reality. And again, all of this, 2,000 years of science, still does not have a definitive explanation for why we dream.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, it's fascinating. It when your grandfather died, when Poppy died, my dad, I dreamed about it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, saw him on and off for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I dreamed about Dad, he was with his buddies. They used to come over, I think maybe before I was old enough to remember, but they just had a great time. They played nickel poker. And he had he was laughing. It was really cool. It was like a young man. And it was just interesting how you remember some things in those dreams, and most of them you don't. But it's an interesting science. There's no question about that. So
it is, and even too, Dad. I mean, there's such interesting examples in Scripture of, like, even Daniel, for example.
Daniel,
and then I mean Joseph too, for that matter. I mean, they were both
right.
Had such specific dreams, and the kings of each of the places where they were living consulted them for the wisdom of their dreams. So it really is. I mean, of course, I believe there's, of course, divine intervention, and hearing that story about Poppy makes me think that, too.
Yeah,
but they are amazing, and it really is an interesting component, and it's something we do every day.
Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, and he's in prison, and he interprets dreams to the king.
Interpreted dreams.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And then he became the leader of Egypt.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Nathaniel's son, awesome. Always love it. If you want to sponsor his segment, let us know. Call Diane. I think this is a cool segment.
Just text in Nathanielson 359-2255.
It's really interesting, and I appreciate all the work you're doing on it. We appreciate your work. Oh, by the way, apparently you did win the St. Thomas More golf outing last Friday.
Oh, really?
But I heard Lonte saying something about the controversial awarding.
Uh-oh.
It was a tie, I guess.
You know, I'll say I had to leave to drive back to Chicago when they gave the award. I heard there was a scorecard playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it, but yes, I did hear that.
Listen, that's
scorecard
how...
Scorecard playoff happened at the Special Olympics golf outing that I was at.
They go to the hardest handicapped holes. Uh-huh. That's what they do in the golf tournament. Now, when we were playing golf tournaments when you were kids, we always wanted a playoff because it's scorecard, but there were some tournaments decided we played in that were scorecard playoffs. Yeah. So that is the way they determine things. So anyway, you had fun in a scramble.
I wonder if Lon was on the other end of that tie.
Yeah. I think he was.
Okay.
I think he was on the tie team that didn't get it.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. No, anyway, we know that, heck, Lon's team was awesome. He said he had some big bombers that were getting on the green on a par four like four times. So. He has some guys in it. Nathaniel's son, we appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You as well. My son in Chicago is a civil engineer working for Opus, which is a major construction engineering company.
That course, by the way, Lake of the Woods, I saw some beautiful 8 deer in a row.
Oh,
it was such
a
nice, calm, serene scene.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, Lake of the Woods is a fun golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not super long, so people can crack it down there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get some of these young guys that can just go John Daly on you. Kind of an old reference now.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. Come back another hour to go. You're always welcome to chime in. Text line is 217-359-2255. Nathaniel and all our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
The Jets is on GoSteever.com.
It is
right?
up. It is ready to go. GoSteever.com if you want free pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 7:58.
Country music superstars are taking the Illinois Lottery Grandstand stage at this year's Illinois State Fair. Kicking it all off is record-breaking award winners Old Dominion on Friday night, August 11th, with special guest Alexandra Kay.
I don't want to be one man band.
Megastar Tim McGraw hits the stage on Thursday night, August 17th, with special guest Landon Parker.
Always stay humble and kind.
Grammy winner Maren Morris will bring hit after hit on Saturday night, August 19th.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Tickets are on sale now 24/7 at Ticketmaster.com, the Ticketmaster app, or at the Grandstand Ticket Office during regular business hours. And don't forget to add your pre-show party tickets for only $30. Party before the show and be the first ones into the grandstand. Act now. Don't miss these country powerhouses at the 2023 Illinois State Fair, August 10th through the 20th.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors.
Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the